Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Pirate Sparrow Slots. Hope you're having a great January. We are almost at the end of it, and I want to talk to you today about something I've had on my mind for a long time. And of course, it's about gambling, but I want to talk to you on how to keep gambling fun. That's right. Fun. F-U-N. You know that thing that you love to do and it always makes you feel great? That's what it should always feel like, whether you have gambled for years or you're just beginning. Also, if you're a slot channel, you still want it to be fun. Now, there's a few ways that we can keep gambling fun. The first one, and you're not going to like the word budget, but I'm not kidding, set a session budget. Now, when you were a kid and you got to go to your friend's house and sleep over, there were times you wished it would never end. But let's face reality, you knew that it had to. Their parents were going to make you go home. They had things to do. They had to go shopping and get their child ready for another day at school. So no, the good time has to come to an end, and you have to get back to whatever it is that you have to do in life. And gambling is no different. Remember, it is entertainment. I find one thing that helps a lot is if you take what you would have spent. Let's say that you go to the movies, you go out to eat a lot, you do all these things. Look at your entertainment budget and fit a certain amount into that budget. Now, if you don't do a lot of things, then you'll have a bigger budget for gambling. I know the captain and myself, we don't do a lot of extra things. This is our thing. We love to do this. Traveling is on our radar too, but he works right now full time and we have to fit that in as we are able to do so. And these are the things you have to know ahead of time, but it does keep you on track and it will keep you gambling without all the guilt or fear, and that should never come into it. If it's not fun, don't do it. The other thing I would say, there are plenty, and I mean plenty, of ATMs in a casino. Try not to access those. If you have to freeze your credit card at home, or if you have to get one of those things to lock it up to help you, do that. Take a set amount, and when you're done with that set amount, your session ends for that time or that period. If you'll do these things, you will never regret gambling. It will always be fun. And remember, guys, the house always wins. That is something you have to remember. Gambling is a business. They are there for you to have a good time, of course, but they're also there to make money. And they count on people coming in and spending money. And you are going to invest money. I mean, you can't play at a gambling machine if you don't insert money. You have to put money in. And you know, it's like that anywhere. Go to your local restaurant. They're not going to say, "My God, you look cute today. Why don't you sit down and let us feed you?" That's not going to happen. So just keep your senses about you and remember, the house always wins. Another thing I would say, when you are up on the casino, or God bless you, if you manage to hit a big jackpot, always, and I do mean always, buy yourself something with your excess winnings. I remember the very first really large jackpot I hit, and it was long before I started my gambling channel. I didn't even know you could do this on YouTube. Someone brought it to my attention. I have been gambling for well over 20 years because, like I said, I love to gamble. Speaking of, I have a video about gambling and why I began on YouTube. If you have not yet seen that video, it was my very first vlog. I will put a link in the description below, and I would ask you to either watch that or revisit that video. You will learn a lot about your pirate and why I gamble. First of all, like I said, I love it. I will always love it, but you've got to keep it fun, and that is the point of this video. I don't ever want this to become something dangerous or bad or unfun for any of you, because then it's killed the joy. And gambling can be one of life's greatest joys. It really can. I mean, I always tell people they think it's so risky, but let me ask you a question. You buy clothes. Do they wear out? Do they get holes in them? Of course they do. And then you either have to give them away or throw them away. And so where did the money go? Well, you exchanged your money for clothing. It's no different at the casino. You exchange your money for the chance to win money and to have a good time. You've got to keep that perspective going if you want to stay sane in the gambling community. Now, I know there's a lot of people at different levels, but guys, we're all on a journey. Other people's journey is their journey. It's not your journey. If you see them doing better than you or they're doing great, applaud them. Be happy for them. But don't try to be them. You be you. And if you don't have a big budget, that's okay. They make machines where you can play 5 cents. Or you can even play a penny a line. My son-in-law did that and he actually won $100. But the point is, you can find something within your means to play. Will it make you a big winner? Probably not. There are these instances where you come across an amazing win, and we all love to see those. Gosh, I do. They're amazing. When you get a big win on a little bet, nothing feels better. It is absolutely great. And I've got one of those too. Check out my Money Storm video. I'm going to put a link to that in the description below. I still can't get over that hit for $1.50. That was insane. All right, so you want to keep it fun. Here's another way you can keep it fun. Always use your player's card. The casino has cards, and you sign up and get a card when you first enter. Now, the reason I say this, some people are terrified that they're tracking you. No, this is how they know your ROI, return on investment. How much did you put in? How often did you show up? And all of these things tell them what kind of player you are. And what they will do is they will reward you accordingly. Easy for me to say. I almost tripped over that entire line, but that's okay. Now, what I want to say about the player's card. You will get invites, rewards, free hotel room offers, free food. Oh, I love getting free food. Who doesn't? And if you're lucky enough, you get casino gifts. And those are amazing, too. It doesn't matter. You could use your gift as a giveaway if you're a slot channel. You could take your gift and give it to someone else if you don't want it. Don't ever not get your gift. You're entitled to that, and some of them are very, very valuable. I am a big fan of casino gifts, trust me. They also have many things to do inside the casino besides gamble. Make sure you take advantage of everything. Pace yourself. You don't have to play all your money in one day if you're spending time there. Go to the pool if it's summertime. See a show. Make sure you check out all the fine restaurants. I know in Choctaw, they have a lot of family events, and you can go bowling, watch a movie. There's so many things you can do. We like to walk. We walk miles inside of One Star World Casino. I have walked over 6 miles in a day before inside that casino. Talk about exercise. That'll do it. And then you're ready to have one of their great meals. All right, so we've talked about keeping it fun. We want to set a budget. We do not want to visit the ATM under any circumstances. Always bring a preset amount and don't back off of your preset amount. Remember that the house always does win. This is a business. Buy yourself something with your excess winnings. And I meant to say earlier, when I hit my first really big jackpot, and it wasn't at WinStar, it was at a local casino, I bought a brand new computer because Lord knows I needed one. I had just started my slot channel and... I lost my computer, so I had to get something better. Then I gave each of my children $500 out of that, and the rest I invested back in because, like I said, I want to go gambling. That's what I want to do. And don't ever let anybody judge you for what you're doing. A lot of people will try to say that you're spending money and you're doing that. You're spending money no matter what you're doing. The difference is make a decision how you want to spend your money. Just don't have any regrets about how you spend your money. You're not always going to win, and you've got to know that. I mean, that's why I am adamant about putting up winning and losing videos. I show you everything. That way, you don't have any misconception about what's happening. Sometimes you come up to a machine, and it is dry as the Sahara Desert. That doesn't make you a happy gambler. My only advice on that is if you keep spinning and realize you're not winning, you might want to cash out and try a different machine. Don't let it sit there and take everything because, honestly, that'll ruin your session. It'll just ruin it. And a lot of people feel like nobody wants to watch a losing session. Yeah, I get that. But you're not going to be jackpotting every time you walk in the door either unless you have an unlimited source of funds. And if you do, yay you. Yay you. That's awesome. Wouldn't everybody like to be there? Unfortunately, the rest of us live at Walgreens. No, I'm kidding. We live in the real world. So what I want you to do is to keep all these things in mind. If you are a new gambler, take it easy. Take it slow. Try to find games that look interesting to you. Have a sit, and we wish you the very best of luck. Also, guys, if it ever does become a problem, every casino I have ever been in has a post on the wall with a number to call, a gambling hotline. Don't be too proud to get help if you need it. You can even ban yourself from the casino. Now, if you do that, you got to remember it takes a while for that to hit. They'll still send offers in the mail until you are completely banned. And you will not be able to receive prizes or any of the contests that the casino is doing. But if it's that drastic and you're in a lot of trouble, by all means, ban yourself. That is not something you want to have to do, and that was another point of this video. I would hate to see any of you turn something that could be so much fun for the rest of your life into something that's no longer fun. So I wish you all a lot of success. I wish you a lot of great spins and a good time. And if you are not interested in gambling, that's great. Watch the rest of us because we need your support for what we do. You guys, good luck. Happy New Year again. And we'll see you next time in the casino and right here at Pirate Sparrow Slots. Hi, everyone. This is Super Thanks. What in the world is Super Thanks? Well, I'm glad you asked. It is that cute little heart with the dollar sign. Yeah, that one right there. All you have to do is hover over it and it will say show your support with Super Thanks. And we will thank you so much anytime you feel that our video is worth a Super Thanks. By the way, shout out to Justin June, who was our very first Super Thanks. We really appreciate that, Justin June 28, and we invite you to keep on watching and keep on being entertained with Pirate Sparrow Slots. Thank you so much. Just another way you can help support the channel.